Jerry Kerr is the president and founder of SEGS for Vets, an organization that does an awful lot of good for disabled military veterans. And now they are branching into the horse racing world, and they are going to be helping disabled jockeys. It is a great story. And as many people know who listen to the Horse Racing Radio Network on a regular basis, the Permanently Disabled Jockeys Fund, the PDJF, is our official charity, has been for a long time. And we can't thank Jerry and SEGS for Vets enough for everything that they're doing now to help disabled riders. Jerry, welcome, my friend. Happy to have you on board.
Thank you very much, Mike. Appreciate it.
All right, let's start at the beginning here. I mentioned the name SEGS for Vets, and people can go to the website as well, and they can get more information, which is segsforvets.ngo. But tell me a little bit about the organization and how you got started. How long have you been doing this for disabled veterans?
Well, we've been doing this for, as of September, 13 years, and it started out with the intention of awarding someone coming back from Iraq or Afghanistan, one of our disabled soldiers, sailors, airmen, or Marines, with a device, a Segue, that could allow them to participate in the world in a standing position to enhance their mobility as opposed to in a wheelchair. This all got started before that because I broke my neck, and I found that my pathway to a joyful, purpose-filled life would be through universally designed technology, not through medical solutions, but through universally designed technology that didn't draw attention to my disability and allowed me to remove a lot of frustrations and conduct myself in a manner that I wanted to. And a Segway fit that mold. And while we don't have anything to do with the Segway Corporation, it is a device that exemplifies that which, folks with disabilities can utilize other than through medical means and medical purposes that allow them to accomplish things in life. So we started this all volunteers, and it's really challenging to refer to them as volunteers because when you think of a volunteer, you think about somebody that doesn't get paid. But for the last 13 years, there are a number of people, including myself, that have made this our life's work. This is what we do all day, every day. This is what we live. And the importance of it is probably exemplified by that. The impact that we make on these folks is exemplified by the dedication of generals and secretaries and people in the military medical community who have dedicated themselves to this, Medal of Honor recipients. I mean, if you look across the board, these are folks that know what we're doing makes a difference. It really does.
Well, I can imagine it has to make a huge difference. And, many people are going to know what a Segue is when we talk about it. But veterans that benefit from your organization will receive not only a Segue, but they may also receive what's called an Alley Chair. Tell me a little bit about the Alley Chair and what that is and how veterans benefit from receiving one of those.
Well, there are so many of our military members who have come back from Iraq or Afghanistan that have lost their legs up to the point where they cannot make productive use of prosthetics or sustained injuries that don't allow them to stand even though they have their limbs. And so in our we have assessment and training programs at Walter Reed and the Center for the Intrepid at San Antonio and at the Naval Medical Center here in San Diego, where we would go there and meet these people, and we were people were being assessed and trained on Segways, but they said, "What about us? What can we do?" And I said, "You can't stand." I said, "What do I have?" Well, so over time, we developed through the help of another guy, a device, an adaptation to the Segue that would allow it to be used by people in a sitting position. And we began to manufacture it 3 or 4 years ago, not with the intent of selling it, but the intent of providing it to men and women of the United States military who could not stand, who could not make productive use of prosthetics. And this device is life-changing. I mean, to the point where I've had the parents of soldiers say that it saved the life of their son, because it does change the landscape of what we face with people with disabilities. It doesn't screen disabilities. When people see it, they think, how cool is that? They can go places they could never go with a wheelchair or any other device. It's an all-day, everyday device. It goes places where the track chair can't go. It does things that the track chair can do. We had one of our young Marines took it to South Africa to hunt wild game. It's just an unbelievable device and uniquely only available through us, and we've actually expanded the program this year to make it available to disabled veterans of any era, because the impact was so dramatic that we felt a real responsibility to make it available to everyone. And candidly, this is what Ann Van Rosen, the jockey that is going to be receiving an alley chair tomorrow, going to be trained today. She's going to receive an alley chair for the first time ever. Someone being awarded an alley chair outside of the disabled veterans and first responders, firemen and police officers. They are also included in those who we serve. I often talk about our mission is to help these disabled veterans, disabled first responders, find a pathway to a joyful, purpose-filled life. And we shy away from things that they claim make them happy, because we know happiness is a moment in time and not what we're trying to achieve. We're trying to achieve a pathway for them to reengage with those core concepts of family and community and national service, and to find a purpose in life that exemplifies who they are, and not only to their family members, but their community, and to not focus on small moments that sometimes lead us to a life that isn't joyful, a life that isn't of purpose. And so all of these tools that we're putting together, that lessons we've learned over 12 years, are focused on a device that removes the frustrations in their life, but more importantly, it gives them a pathway to independence, a pathway to a higher quality of life, and consequently allows them to reengage with their family members and children inside their community. And when we talk about Ann Van Rosen, the jockey, everything I've read about her, I've not met her personally, but I will today. She's that kind of person. She is someone that wants to leave her disability behind her. She doesn't want to be known for her disability. She wants to overcome it and live a life of purpose. And she certainly exemplifies which we hope to find in our recipients. And her importance to me is that she's a mentor for all people with disabilities, whether they're disabled veterans or anyone else. And that's what we hope ultimately to achieve with all of our recipients, is that they become mentors for others, to teach them that they have purpose. They can live a life that is important. Ann is a perfect example, along with a young Marine, Sean Adams, who lost his legs above the knee in an IED blast in Afghanistan, and Sergeant Hoover tomorrow, who also will be receiving a Segway, who was shot six times in Afghanistan. These are folks that all of them have sustained traumatic injuries. All of them have faced death, candidly. But all of them have found their way out of that and now need to move on. and move beyond those things that they thought would ruin their life, they might find a higher purpose.
Talking with Jerry Kerr, the president and founder of Segs for Vets here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. It will be a special moment Saturday afternoon at Del Mar when those individuals that Jerry just mentioned receive an alley chair, and no doubt their life will change forever because of this. And one of those individuals is injured jockey Ann Von Rosen, and she becomes the first non-military or first responder ever to receive an alley chair courtesy of Segs for Vets. And Jerry, we can't thank you enough for that. How can people get involved with supporting your organization and maybe even donate?
Well, easy way is to go to www.segs4vets.ngo, segsforvets.ngo, or you can text SEGS to 41444. That's the easy way. And if you want to mail a check, there's all of that information is on our website. And you know, I don't want to end without thanking those people within the horse racing community that have brought us to this place. The folks from Allen Racing and Bloom Racing and John Lindo, candidly, one of your folks. You know, these folks have opened a door that is going to allow somebody to have an extraordinary life-changing impact.
Yeah, Jeff Bloom, our colleague here on the network, very instrumental in putting this together. It is a great program. You can go to Segs for Vets. That's the number 4, S-E-G-S, 4vets.ngo to learn more about the program and how Jerry and his team help disabled military members and how they are now helping disabled jockeys through this program. It is going to be an incredible marriage, and can't wait to continue to talk more about this as we move along. Jerry, thank you for everything you're doing, and thank you for being with us today on HRN. Keep up the great work, my friend.
Thank you very much. Look forward to seeing everybody out at the track.